USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A New York judge has rejected a request for a new trial by the Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo. U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan said in a written ruling that a mountain range of evidence introduced against Joaquin Guzman overcame his claims that the jury was tainted. Cogan said any rational average juror would have convicted El Chapo based on an overwhelming amount of evidence at the trial that ended in February. Guzman was convicted of murder conspiracy and drug trafficking charges. Another sluggish report on U.S. job creation is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Private payroll service ADP claims in its monthly report that the U.S. economy created only about 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts. That's after its May report said there was growth of only about 41,000 jobs.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Las Vegas police have now confirmed that the department fired a veteran officer who froze in the hallway of a Las Vegas Strip hotel during the 2017 mass shooting as a gunman on the floor above opened fire on a country music festival. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department spokesman Officer Larry Hadfield confirmed that Officer Cordell Hedricks was fired on March 20th. Hadfield did not offer additional details or answer questions regarding an internal review of the actions of Hedricks and other officers during that evening. Police Union President Steve Gramas told the Associated Press in an email that Hedricks had been fired because of his actions during that mass shooting. Hedricks acknowledged in a police report that he was terrified with fear as the gunman above killed 58 people in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. He wrote in the report, quote, "I froze right there in the middle of the hall for how long I can't say." Police body camera video released by the department shows Hedricks in the stairwell for at least 15 minutes when the video clip ends. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The District of Columbia says it expects the federal government to pay for any damage to roads caused by military tanks and other heavy vehicles brought to the city for President Donald Trump's 4th of July event. Kevin Donahue, the city's mayor for public safety, told the Associated Press that civil engineers will assess the roads and bridges after the holiday to determine if there's been any damage. Donahue said the city has little choice but to accept the tanks and other heavy equipment despite objections to Trump's plan by the city council. Trump's planned addition to the usual 4th of July festivities include displays of military hardware, flyovers by military aircraft, a Trump speech at the Lincoln Memorial, and a 45-minute fireworks show. Iran's president is issuing a new ultimatum over the country's nuclear program. USA's Chris Barnes report.
Iran's President Rouhani saying on Wednesday that Iran will, in his words, take the next step towards increasing its enrichment of uranium as soon as this Sunday, unless European nations are able to find a way to offset the impact of U.S. sanctions on Iran's economy. Earlier this week, the UN's nuclear watchdog confirmed that Iran had passed its limit on low enrichment uranium set by the 2015 nuclear deal that it made with world powers. And in a cabinet meeting in Tehran on Wednesday, Rouhani warned because of the faltering nuclear deal that the U.S. pulled out of, Iran's entitled to increase its enrichment of uranium to, quote, any amount we want.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.